Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixitupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style, life, and pretty much anything people will tolerate me talking about. Don't Mix In, episode 7. Today, we're going to talk about how I started shopping for my size. And this is based on a blog post on mixitupwithcurves.com titled, How I Started Shopping for My Size. So I'm going to go ahead and link that blog post in the show notes so you can go ahead and head over there so that you can see the outfit that I'm referring to throughout the episode. All right, let's hold that thought for a minute so we can hear about one of my sponsors. So this blog post actually is from a few months ago, and I'm bringing it back and just kind of refreshing it because I think it's something that a lot of women can relate to. I think, like I've discussed in other podcast episodes, that I grew up being pretty thin. I didn't really have to worry much about my weight. Just had like a real high metabolism, I guess. And I would just be able to eat whatever I wanted and wear whatever I wanted, and I was fine. So it wasn't until about, I'd say, graduate school that I started to put on more weight, and it wouldn't come off as easily, but also I just wasn't exercising and that kind of sort of thing. And then after having kids, you know, that also, led to gaining some weight. And, I just really had to figure out what am I going to wear and how to stop focusing on, my previous shape of my, body and what size I was. So I wanted this episode to kind of focus on how I got to just enjoying shopping again after kind of having a struggle with it. And maybe that'll give you some ideas if you're in the middle of all that. Usually what I would do is I would be going to the store, and I think I talked about this whole issue of buying a bunch of clothes, not trying it on, and then going home, right? And when I, the episode where I talk about avoiding, how to avoid buying clothes you're not going to wear. So this is part of it. I would just be obsessing or fixating on the tag, on the, what number it said on the tag, not the price of the clothes, but the size, right? And, really like, oh, this is a large, or I'm wearing a medium. And you know, clothes, the brands differ in their sizing. And so it was ridiculous for me to be freaking out when I had to get an extra large, because maybe that brand does run a little smaller versus getting something that maybe Banana Republic that runs larger, or J. Crew, whatever. But I just would really fixate on that and be, you know, trying to scoop up items that I thought were my size, quote unquote, instead of trying them on and making sure they actually fit and feel good. So then what would happen is I'd bring the items home and I'd try them on or leave them in my closet, whatever. And then I'd be frustrated because they didn't fit me, or they fit me, you know, kind of off, right? And they weren't flattering. But because I had been so focused on the size on the tag, I wasn't even looking at the way that it could fit me, or just even thinking about that, because I was just trying to make sure I got, I kind of squeezed in into a medium, or a large or whatever, instead of actually knowing, like, is this going to be functional for me? And then I'd have a moment where I'm like, you know what? This item is probably made wrong or something, or damaged or something like that. I would, you know, start to kind of rationalize like, no, I probably should just got a bigger size. But I was like, no, that brand is, you know, has problems now, and I'm just not going to buy that, you know, items from them, and just doing ridiculousness, right? And just trying to, in my own head, rationalize why it didn't fit me when I just really needed to just go a size up. And stop, you know, focusing on just this size that no one else is even going to notice what size you're wearing. And this wasn't just something that I, you know, started doing overnight. This has been years in the making where I was so fixated on my size. To the point, like, and I'll share this in another episode, where I was at the end of a relationship and what I decided to do is run a marathon. And part of it was because I wanted to lose weight and kind of prove a point. And so anyway, so this has been going on for a while, right? And I'm sure for a lot of women, this is a constant struggle. So I want to share kind of how I just got out of that cycle and stopped wasting time, you know, obsessing about something that really at the end of the day, no one's going to even know what size you're wearing. So the way that I ended up not being so focused on the tag on my clothing is kind of funny, kind of an interesting story. So I had a job, you know, working as an educator, but it was more of a high, I guess, formal attire was required because I was going to a lot of meetings throughout the day. So I decided, you know, I needed more of a work-life balance. I changed positions, and I, with the change in position, I was also able to dress more casually. And when I was able to do that, you know, I had to kind of change my whole wardrobe basically and buy items that are a little more, you know, budget friendly. And also that if I got them, you know, something on them, I wouldn't be freaking out because they weren't too expensive. So that kind of led to where I'm at now, where I'm dressing basically on a budget. So, what I ended up doing then is I, you know, had to look at different brands that, you know, have clothing that I could wear that's not too expensive and that if it got wrecked, I wouldn't be freaking out because it was like $50 or something like that, which led me to Target, Old Navy, and the other brands you see in my blog. So at first, I still was coming with my like Ann Taylor and things from like Nordstrom's to work and then just realized this is not going to work for me. So what I did then is just, you know, I went over to Target and I just got like, okay, let me get a dress. And I just took a bunch of different sizes into the dressing room. You know, yes, I know, shocking. Instead of obsessing with my, I only wear this size, and just started trying it on. And then, you know, saw that I liked the way it felt and the way it fit when I got the right size for me with that particular brand. And then I just started to mix in what items I still could wear, you know, like some of the cardigans from J. Crew and other things like that, with the items that I was getting now that were on a budget for work and for a weekend. And as a school psychologist, I really need to be able to move around, walk around. I don't know what situation is going to come up throughout the day. So that was also why I needed to find things that are comfortable, actually fit me right, you know? So it was kind of by my necessity of needing the right type of clothes for my job that led to me shifting how I shop for clothes and look for things that are actually my size because I need them to be functional. And that got me going back to some of the things that I talked about in episode one, going to some of the books and things that I had gotten over the years to look at my style, but I had to bring it down to more of a casual level. And because I was bringing less income in, I had to look at a budget and look at clothes that I could wear in different ways so that I wasn't, you know, just buying this one dress that I knew I'd wear it or, you know, a kind of a set or something or a suit for a meeting, you know, that sort of thing. Now, if you look on this blog post, how I started shopping for my size, you're going to see I have like a gray rib top that's pretty fitted. And an A-line skirt, you know, both are from Target and then red booties. In the past, I would have maybe stayed away from more of a fitted top because I was getting the wrong size. So it didn't look right. Okay. And so putting those like something more fitted with something looser on the bottom, I would have stayed away from that because I'd be waiting for the day that I was going to turn, you know, or, you know, be able to achieve the goal of being back to like a size, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, something like that, which I don't know if that's going to happen, right? Even if I'm exercising, doing all that, it just may not be happening for me anytime soon. So, you know, I want you to check that out. And that one of the things I like about that outfit and the clothes that I'm typically putting on my blog post and I wear now is I feel comfortable. And so they fit in a way that, you know, is comfortable and functional. And it's not where I'm just trying to wear, you know, a certain size to prove a point in my head that I'm acceptable, an acceptable size, or that I'm of value or worth because I'm a size 7, 8. you know, I was even hoping for a size 10, let's be honest. Right. But I just stopped that. And it's been so much easier to get dressed in the morning because of that. And I want to stop for a second and go into like some of the deeper reasons that I feel I was, you know, obsessing about my size, on the tag of a shirt. And I kind of alluded to it, you know, throughout this episode is I thought that when I would be that size that I'd be happy, right? You're under this illusion that when some of these things that you have in your head, this criteria for you that you have arrived and, you know, when I just kind of happened to go, okay, I got to figure out what I'm gonna do with my clothes. I just felt happier because I just wasn't struggling and with accepting where I'm at right now. And I think it's important then to look at where are we right now and accept that, you know, cause that's what's happening. Right. And when I did that, I lost a little bit of weight because I wasn't obsessing so much. And if I go to the gym, you know, I'm focused on right when I go, on my just energy and feeling better and feeling healthy and how it helps with like managing your mood and not because I'm looking for something that may not happen anytime soon. I may not be getting to that size anytime soon, no matter how hard I try. So in the meantime, I might as well look good and I might as well like what I'm wearing. So that's one of the things I wanted to just make sure that, I talk about, you know, that was the deeper issue. I was feeling frustrated with myself. And as a result, you know, it was as if I just wasn't accepting me. So to wrap up, what I did was I just started trying all kinds of sizes. I would recommend that be your first thing. Just make some time to kind of like, you know, when we talked about that episode on I tried thrifting, I just was open-minded and to try different things and see how things would work. And so I think that would be the first step if you're wanting to get into a mode where you're just accepting your size, trying other sizes, and you're just not focused on the tag. You're focused on how it's going to look because you know that if the size is off, everyone can tell, right? But if the size is right and it's fitting right, no one's going to tell what size it is, but they can tell when something's too small for you. So that's what I would suggest. Go and get a bunch of different sizes. Take some time for that. Be gentle with yourself. You're just trying on clothes. It's just clothes at the end of the day, right? And then just see from there, you can start to figure out what types of cuts and styles work for me and work for my frame and I feel good in. But the first step is, you know, try to figure out where you at on that continuum of the sizes that they offer for that brand so that you have a starting point and starting to look at stuff that's going to actually fit you correctly and will be functional. Want more information? Go ahead and head to mixitupwithcurves.com. I'm going to link this blog post that this episode is based on, how I started shopping for my size, in the show notes. And so you can check out that fitted top there. They still have that in stores and it's linked there. The skirt, you can see that. I will link skirts that are similar because I believe that one is sold out. And then the red booties, you can see some similar ones for that. They'll be linked in the blog. And then you can just, you know, kind of see my story, how I, you know, started shopping for my size. And, you know, first thing you got to go do is go ahead and grab some additional sizes in those styles you like and just give it a try. If you like what you're hearing, go ahead and subscribe. So you can leave me a review as well, just so I know what you like, what you don't like, any topics you'd want me to talk about more or just stop talking about, let's be honest. And remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.